Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, and for the next 2 hours, I will be taking you on a trip back to the 80s, as I do every Friday night at 10 p.m. here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. In case you're new to the show, I feature select cuts from just about all genres of the 80s. And of course, Edward did a fantastic job here for the previous 2 hours, warming you up for my show here. So yeah, if you're a fan of the 80s, tonight was your night because, we're still going strong here. If you're looking for the playlist or archive versions of the show, you can always find them on the station's website at WMFO.org. And you can click on the About link and then schedule. And if you got any questions or comments or requests, you can always call the station here at 855-915-WMFO. Or feel free to drop me an email at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. And of course, I always recommend that you follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. So without further ado, we're going to kick the show off here.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flitching, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius!
Buzz, buzz, buzz in the drum of the ear.
All righty. We are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Hope everyone's keeping nice and warm this evening here in the Boston area because it is freezing outside. I mean, at least we don't have snow, but still, winter is upon us. We started off that set with Wire. And we heard the track Eardrum Buzz from 1989's It's Beginning To and Back Again. Pet Shop Boys was in there with Opportunities, Let's Make Lots of Money from their 1986 release, Please. And we wrapped it up there with the Chameleons and the Fan and the Bellows. Yes, the Fan and the Bellows from the self-titled compilation from 1986. So much to get to here. I got a big job ahead of me here trying to keep up with Edward. Hopefully you got to catch his Tears of the Gods here the previous 2 hours to my show here at 10 o'clock, where he did a fantastic job bringing you a great look back at the new wave, post-punk, 80s. So, any event, yes, let's dive back into it here with the Blow Monkeys here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Well, the bride looks a picture in the gown that her mama wore. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff size. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. It whets her appetite. She'll lay you on the throne. Davis eyes, she'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you, off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She knows ya. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Yes, we are the Dreamers of Dreams here on Songs from the Squid Pod, where we meet every Friday evening at 10 p.m. And tonight is actually a special edition. We're going for 2 hours all the way to midnight, in case you couldn't do the math, but I know you could. That's right. It is the winter break here. So the ladies of You Know We Had to Do It to Them are taking a much-needed break. And I am happy to fill in here, extending our trip back into the 80s. Had a little extra long set there, but nothing wrong with that. We started off with the Blow Monkeys and Atomic Lullaby off of their, let's see here. Yes, 1984 release, Limping for a Generation. Phil Seymour gave us Baby It's You from 1980s, from his 1980s self-titled album there. Nick Lowe and his cowboy outfit gave us I Knew the Bride When She Used to Rock and Roll. That's off of their 1985 release, The Rose of England. And next up was Elvis Costello and the Traction and What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. It was originally from 1980 there. But that song was penned by Nick Lowe. That's right. Back in the late 70s there, I believe. I'm not quite sure the date on that. In any event, we had Kim Carnes in there with Betty Davis Eyes from 1981's Mistaken Identity. Baltimore gave us Tarzan Boy from Living in the Background from 1985. And we wrapped it up there with Cocktail Twins and In Our Angelhood from their 1983 release, Head Over Heels. Okay. Still so much to get to here tonight, folks. So let's dive back into it with Simple Minds.
Sir Kaufman.
Calling from, may I ask?
Einstein at GoGo.